As Bloomington Normal grapples with an increase in gun violence, the debate over gun control often runs into the same wall again and again. Law-abiding gun owners are responsible, and the criminals are not. The truth is muddier than that. In the first of a two-part series, we look at the precise moment a legally owned gun becomes an illegal gun. Last summer, Normal police learned of an 80-year-old man with 80 guns, but the ones missing from his Bloomington home mattered most. Police had picked up two of the man's relatives in a vice unit bust. Officers suspected the handguns they found in that case were unknowingly taken from the man's collection. Police then discovered the 80-year-old no longer had an active firearm owner's identification, or FOID card. He lost it after a domestic battery conviction. So they went to collect his guns. They found a couple dozen in the basement, about that many above the garage, 80 total from all over the house. Here's Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner.
Because we had concerns based on his health condition and some things like that, that he may not be able to adequately account for all those, and so we did not want those to fall into hands of individuals that were either aware of them or had some access to them, and so he willingly gave those up for us.
Soon, a connection to a second case emerged. Police found four guns missing, including a stainless steel Beretta 9mm handgun, just like the one police had recently confiscated at the scene of a 2018 double homicide in Normal. The suspect in that case, Chris Harrison, was friends with the 80-year-old's grandson and possibly got the gun from the massive collection. The 80-year-old slept in a hospital bed hooked up to oxygen. He was never charged with illegally possessing all those guns, and tests are still pending on the Beretta to see if it was used in that double homicide. The man with 80 guns is one of many troubling stories in over 300 pages of police reports that GLT reviewed documenting stolen and lost guns in McLean County. Gun owners have reported at least 69 guns lost or stolen in 49 separate incidents over the past 2 years locally. It's almost certainly an underestimate. The reports chip away at a common argument against gun control, that criminals are solely to blame and that law-abiding gun owners are responsible. In report after report, local gun owners made it easy to steal their guns by failing to secure them. There was the Normal man who reported his 9mm handgun missing from the back seat of his car, which he didn't always lock. That gun turned up 8 months later during a traffic stop near Joliet. The driver went to prison. There was the Bloomington man who told police someone stole two shotguns from his unlocked vehicle in his driveway. And there was the Carlock man who reported his AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and a launcher, the kind used to shoot flares, smoke, and gas rounds, stolen from an unlocked case in his unlocked residence. These police reports show when guns get stolen in McLean County, it's often from the center console or glove box of a vehicle or an unlocked location inside a residence. Here's Bloomington Police spokesperson John Furman.
The big one is unlocked vehicles with a gun, you know, a loaded weapon inside. And that's pretty much, it can happen anywhere, and it happens pretty much everywhere in Bloomington.
In fact, Bloomington and Normal Police recommend not ever leaving a gun in a vehicle, even if it is secured inside.
I know it's not against the law, but you probably shouldn't ever leave a gun in a vehicle. I wouldn't say, I mean, that's just not a good practice, is to leave a gun in a vehicle.
No one holds gun owners responsible for this. What they're doing isn't illegal. There's no law requiring someone to lock up guns at home or in the car. There's one exception in Illinois, if kids under age 14 are nearby. That makes homes and vehicles prime targets for theft. There's even research suggesting that thieves target vehicles with NRA stickers outside of stadiums, where you can't bring a gun inside.
You've correctly sussed out the lack of safe storage requirements in the state of Illinois.
That's Mark Jones, former agent for the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He's now the senior policy advisor for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence. Nationally, more than 238,000 guns were stolen in 2016, including 4,700 in Illinois. That's according to government data obtained by The Trace. These stolen guns turn up in all sorts of places. In September of 2017, a Normal man reported his .357 revolver stolen from his truck with no signs of forced entry. Weeks later, while investigating an apparent battery being live-streamed on Facebook, Normal police recovered the gun, folded up in a sweatshirt inside of a dresser at the apartment where that high-profile incident took place. Guns also cross state lines. In 2016, records show police in San Bernardino, California, recovered a stolen Ruger revolver reported missing from Bloomington in 1983. They found it, along with some meth, under the mattress of a man who was on probation. There's plenty of anecdotal evidence like this, but there's no single source of stolen guns data for researchers to pore over, like there is for other types of crime. And if a gun's serial number is defaced, it can't even be entered into the FBI's National Crime Information Center. Daniel Webster is one of the country's leading gun researchers. He directs the Center for Gun Policy and Research at Johns Hopkins.
All of that adds up to a big murky picture here of we don't know the full scope of the problem, how it contributes to gun violence.
These easy thefts come as gun ownership in McLean County is on the rise. State police data show nearly one in five McLean County residents now has a FOID card. That's more than quadrupled since 2010, rising to 34,000 last year. Downstate gun owners can be less diligent about locking up their guns compared with those living in Chicago. That's according to Illinois State Rifle Association President Richard Pearson, who lives in Chatsworth.
It depends on where you're at, okay, and also what part of the state you're at to a large degree. So everyone is careful about that. But when you go from here south, you know, it's not as critical as it is up north. You have people out there that just ramble through houses looking for things like that.
But there are people rummaging through houses locally for guns, even certain types of guns. In August 2017, police reports show a Bloomington man reported six guns stolen from his home. Someone broke in, grabbed them from inside tables and nightstands throughout the house. The burglar left several long guns behind. The man worked out of state and was gone for long periods of time. Legal gun owners rarely face repercussions when guns go missing, even when they brush up against what few laws do exist. One statute requires gun owners report a lost or stolen gun to police within 3 days of discovering it's gone. The Center for American Progress says national crime victim surveys show around 23% of stolen gun crimes were not reported to police. For example, last fall, police in Normal found a Ruger 38 pistol under a mattress inside a hotel room. The legal owner was a Bloomington oral surgeon who usually kept it in his vehicle's center console. He knew it was missing a few weeks before police notified him they'd recovered it. I asked Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner why the surgeon wasn't charged with failing to report the missing gun.
I think that was another one of those cases where he thought that he maybe had moved the gun from where it had been previously to another location. And so working through that, detectives, I believe, were unable to really pin down that there was an intent, that he was aware that it was missing and failed to report it to us. And I think that one was also one we had some pretty extensive conversations with the state's attorney's office about. And ultimately, there was the decision not to bring charges.
That's a recurring issue. Someone would basically have to confess to definitively knowing a gun was missing for more than 3 days to merit a charge. Here's John Furman with Bloomington Police.
It's kind of hard because we don't know if a gun's lost or stolen if they don't tell us.
And it's only a petty offense for first-time offenders. Prosecutors and police have more pressing priorities. Bloomington and Normal Police say they haven't arrested anyone in recent years for failing to report a missing gun because when they find a gun stolen, it's often connected to a more serious crime in which they need gun owner testimony to prove it was stolen.
If we charge somebody with a petty offense on not reporting their gun, we may not be able to use their witness statements if they plead the Fifth Amendment or, you know, talk to them about it because they don't want to incriminate themselves. So we have to look and work with the state's attorney on how those cases will be charged, kind of case by case.
Illinois is one of just 11 states and the District of Columbia that require someone to report their missing gun. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says these laws correlate with significant reductions in illegal gun trafficking. Mark Jones with the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence says without harsher penalties, police have no incentive to enforce the law here.
Like, it's an indictment of the legislature that they created a law that requires people to report, but then don't put any teeth in the law.
Richard Pearson with the Illinois State Rifle Association says there's a simpler reason why few people are ever charged with this offense.
They simply follow the law.
Pearson says gun owners, by and large, responsibly store their firearms. He says his group would oppose any attempt to legally require guns to be locked up.
Because every time the lawmakers try to cook up some scheme, it is so complex that it doesn't work.
He says the law-abiding gun owner is not the problem, it's the criminal. And that's a sentiment shared in local law enforcement. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp and his prosecutors regularly charge defendants with unlawful possession of guns, including stolen guns. He cautions against attributing too much of the local increase in gun violence to stolen weapons.
We have an amazing amount of responsible gun owners here in McLean County. For me to attribute gun violence to those owners, I'm just not there. I think the people responsible for the gun violence are the people that are committing the gun violence.
Chief Bleichner is also reluctant to blame gun owners when they're the victim of a break-in and their stolen gun ends up somewhere bad.
I'm just not willing to go there because, again, we're in a sense re-victimizing people who've already been victimized. They've already been a victim of a burglary, and again, somebody's forced entry into somebody's home, which is the most sacred place.
Bleichner and other law enforcement leaders in the community do advocate that people store their guns safely, but they're against legislation to penalize people who do not put guns in a safe. Our reporting on lost and stolen guns continues tomorrow with the Bloomington Normal hunter and target shooter who talks about why he feels responsible for locking up his firearms. This reporting is supported by the John J. Harry Frank Guggenheim Justice Reporting Fellowship, the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. This is Sound Ideas.